Science Audio presents the unabridged recording of Whatever You Need by Barbara Longley, performed by Terry Clark Linden. To all the craftsmen and craftswomen who build and fix things. Chapter 1. Wyatt sat at his drawing table and worked on a panel for his latest comic book series. Electric, his superhero, had been hit by an otherworldly bolt of lightning one sunny day. Twice. Since then, he'd been able to generate his own electricity. Even stranger, an unseen world of demons and super beings had become visible to him from that day forward. Trick had been forced to make a choice. Join the forces of evil who intended to reign supreme over the innocent inhabitants of Earth, or join the forces of good who kept the evil at bay.
"Join me, Trick, or I will destroy you," commanded Delilah Diabolical, the demon queen.
"Never! One demon down, three to go."
Trick pivoted to shoot a bolt of deadly electricity at his archenemy. He couldn't destroy her, but he managed to send Delilah reeling, which bought him enough time to obliterate her remaining minions. Zap, sizzle, zap, zap. Gone. Wyatt finished inking the bolts of lightning shooting from Trick's hands and eyes to where the superhero had reduced another pesky lower-level demon to a pile of glowing embers and ash. Then he moved on to the next panel and a new challenge for his superhero.
"Help!" a pretty blonde cried as two of Dee Dee's minor demons attempted to drag her off to the underworld. "Somebody, please help me."
Electric once again rushed to rescue the mysterious Ms. M, which gave the superhero pause. Why did fate keep throwing the pretty blue-eyed blonde in harm's way? In his way? Was she another distraction sent by the evildoers to keep him from finding out what they were really up to? If not, what did the demon realm want with Ms. M? Cue dramatic foreshadowing music. Da, da, da. Wyatt grinned. Sometimes his stories played through his mind like cheesy movies, and when that happened, he was in the zone. Nothing made him happier than working on his comic books while in the zone. Noise at the back door leading to the parking lot pulled him out of his imaginary world. He rose from his stool.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?